Could we just now, 6 verses so far, you guys have been quiet a little bit. How are we doing so far? Any comments from anybody? I just want to give you room too. Don't want you to sit here and say, okay, they're just preaching at us. Remember what we said earlier. This is a Bible reading here. So if you have a comments or anything, we'll slow down a little bit here. Just taking it in.
Just a question for the brothers. Mentioned living with a clear conscience. And often it's difficult to do that as young ones. And we often fall into guilt spells and stuff. But just for all of us young ones, how ought we to live with a clear conscience as Christians? How did Paul do that? How did Timothy do that?
I'm going to start us off. And I'm going to say in our lives as individuals, there are things that we do not look at. There are things that we do not listen to. There are places that we do not go. It's not because we have a rule book that says you can't do these things. We're not under the law. But we really are living our lives in devotion to Christ Himself. Years ago, and I'll use a personal example. My wife and I had 4 children, and the box that's in the room that many use as the babysitter, did we want one of those? Do we want our children to grow up trained by the world with a pure conscience? We couldn't say yes. And 1972, we put it on the street corner in Charlotte. Somebody came and picked it up. They took it away. And the children grew up without that influence in their life for the most part. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm telling you that you know those things in your life that are a hindrance to you as a Christian. You know what they are. The internet today that we've got. There's all kinds of things that are available. And as young men and young women who want to serve the Lord, we have to make decisions, and then we have to put those decisions with feet on them, with hands to them, actions, and we stick by them. Others would perhaps have other things to help us.
I'd just like to make a comment. It says here in verse 3, Paul is writing and he says, I have a clear conscience. Now we know who he used to be, Saul, the man who persecuted the believers. He says he's the least of the apostles because of his background. But here he says he speaks with a clear conscience. So I would like to encourage us that whatever our background may be, whatever our deep, dark secrets are that we have buried within us from our past experiences, as of right now, because Christ has forgiven us for them already, they are meaningless. There are potentially consequences for the things we do, but the guilt of them is gone. And therefore, we can live freely as Paul did, and with this clear conscience, go forth and concern ourselves with the things of Christ. Like was said, where we are supposed to stir up the spiritual gifts that we're given. And I know for me, this is personally true, and I'm sure for a lot here as well, is that this conference has often been a place where I come in with things that are hindering my walk in Christ in some way, and I leave convicted to remove them. And for the most part, I admit there are times when I did not, and I know that, you know, we are human, we struggle with this, but by the grace of God, I have been able to remove many influences from my life that have hindered me from doing those things which Christ has for me. And I can guarantee you, by removing those negative influences, you're not missing out. You will only gain. And Paul sees this, and he is here also encouraging Timothy in the same way. It is truly focus. You know, I want to share with you this joy of doing the things that Christ has laid on your heart. And remember, you are a son of God, so you can go about these things with a clear conscience and a joy that God is being given glory because of your life for him.
There's also the thought, as this comes up, of maintaining. And how do I do that? And the question is answered in the first epistle of Timothy, in chapter 1, in verse 18 and verse 19. Okay? And we should read that in relation to this question. And that's where the charge is given to Timothy by the Apostle Paul. And it says, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee." That's what we're speaking of in 2 Timothy. So this ties together. Okay? And he says, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Ah, there is a challenge. We know that there's going to be difficulties. It's a war. There's a warfare, but he's saying you want to fight a good warfare. And how do you do that? That's the question ultimately that was just asked. How do I do that? And he says here, holding faith and a good conscience. Not just a good conscience. There's faith and a good conscience. Then we see the example of what some who have put that away. The faith and the conscience have ignored it and they've made shipwreck of their lives. Right? But here he is giving him that which is positive, that will help him in his Christian life. There's faith. We heard about that last night. What is the faith of the Christian? And it was all laid out for us beautifully in order, that what God had intended, what he has provided through the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if I am going to just go and say, I am not going to do this in my own strength, I'm going to fail. But I have to be able to offset that with something that is positive, and that's where faith comes in, and that's where the Lord comes in. As I fill my mind and my heart and I'm occupied with Him, then I'm able to do this maintaining of a good conscience and to continue on forgetting those things. That which we've stumbled, knowing that the Lord has forgiven them, but pressing on to that which is before.
I just want to make another comment on the clear conscience. And like in the midst of Paul's afflictions and persecutions, we keep saying he's looking to Christ. And why does that matter? Well, because in Romans 8:1 it says there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. So maybe we have guilt on us for some, so we don't, but we shouldn't. Because if every one of us in here shouldn't have a clear conscience because we're in Christ Jesus, we're looked at as holy, we don't have a condemnation. And then in Romans 5:1 it says we have peace with God through faith, something like that. That's paraphrasing. And so we should have peace because we have faith and because we have peace with God. And now we're looked at as holy. So it's really our circumstances. What if we look at Christ and know our circumstance, we should have a clear conscience because of those things.
I hear a lot of brothers bring up the idea of a burden that's holding us back from being a better Christian. So I have a scripture here, Hebrews 12. Verse 1, let us also therefore, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, laying aside every weight and sin which so easily entangles us, run with endurance the race that lies before us, looking steadfastly on Jesus, the leader and completer of faith, who in view of the joy lying before him endured the cross, having despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, basically, that's going along with the burden, something that's holding us back. And if you have a weight holding you back and you're in a race, you're going to want to take the shortcut. And remember, the broad path is the path to destruction. And the narrow is the one to, heaven. Everlasting life. And that's basically it.